PJM Monitor Present Spin Event Performance, written by Devin Leith Yeshin, and read by an automated voice. The PJM Independent Market Monitor found that modeling issues were the largest cause of synchronized reserve underperformance during a July 22 spin event, in which about 80% of assigned reserves responded. The monitor has been reaching out to resource owners whose units underperformed during reserve deployments, focusing on events longer than 10 minutes. It also has inquired with the owners of overperforming resources, but the small sample size limited the amount that could be shared. The effort has become more important since PJM instituted a 30% adder on the synchronized and primary reserve requirement in May 2023 to counteract a low response rate. The 10-minute 32-second event had 2,764 megawatts of generation and 548 megawatts of demand response assigned, with a 78.8% response rate. Joel Romero Luna, a market analyst with the monitor, said PJM's modeling of the amount of time needed to bring equipment into service or change output is accounting for a rising share of reserve underperformance that constituted the largest cause July 22nd, at 178.8 megawatts of the 523 megawatts for which a cause was attributed. Issues with software and hardware, such as mechanical failures or errors in programs that dispatch units, were the second highest rationale for underperformance, followed by outdated or inaccurate resource parameters. Luna told the operating committee on November 3 that communication between PJM and resource operators has improved significantly. However, operators sometimes still do not know what is required of them during a spin event. Personnel error and communications issues accounted for 12% of the shortfall for which a cause could be attributed. PJM has reworked how reserve deployments are sent to resource operators to convey instructions through unit base points. October operating metrics. PJM's load forecast accuracy improved for a fourth consecutive month, PJM's Marcus Smith said while presenting the monthly operating metrics. The average hourly forecast error was 1.02%, while the rate for peak hours was 1.30%. 3 days exceeded the RTO's 3% peak hour error benchmark due to unpredicted weather conditions. The peak October 4th was 3.05% under forecast due to high temperatures in the east causing increased load. October 7th was over forecast by 3.12% due to storms across the footprint pushing temperatures down, and October 8th was over forecast by 3.59% due to lower temperatures and variations in cloud coverage. There was one shared reserve event and one geomagnetic disturbance warning, and there were 24 post-contingency local load relief warnings. Two shortage cases were approved October 3rd due to low generation during the afternoon ramp. Another was issued October 17 at 10:20 a.m. due to a unit tripping offline. A spin event was declared October 15 at 4:52 p.m. It lasted 5 minutes and 21 seconds. There was 2,804 megawatts of generation assigned, of which 57% responded. Another event October 17 was initiated at 8:13 p.m. and lasted 11 minutes and 7 seconds. There was 1,743 megawatts of generation assigned, of which 74% responded, and 644 megawatts of demand response assigned, of which 92% responded. The October 17th deployment is the second in PJM's three-event rolling average used to determine whether it will reduce a 30% adder on the synchronized and primary reserve requirement. Paired with an event September 25th with 77% performance, the average is 78%. Performance across three consecutive events must be above 75% for the adder to be reduced by 10%, and a larger reduction is possible if performance is higher. A third October spin event was declared October 28, but the data had not been processed before the operating committee meeting. Manual 14D revisions endorsed. Stakeholders endorsed by acclamation a slate of revisions to Manual 14D generation operational requirements drafted through the document's periodic review. The changes require that generation owners notify PJM of startup issues that may affect their units during a cold weather advisory and added sections detailing cold weather operating limit data requests and the cold weather advisory drill. They also detail how data about resources is used in PJM's gen model to produce load flow, short circuit and dynamics modeling for planning staff.